First of all, transmitter, teacher, we're here not only to remember and to try to have some mischaskis with the tzaddik through Abnasim, Shchus Yigaleinu, but to give yashakarich to my dear friend, Reb Chaim, for the mahapecha that he's made. He has such nachas seeing what is happening with the Torah of Rabbi Nachman, Reb Nosson. This new stage of work in Reb Chaim's life, the first volume to come out of Likutei Halachos in English, is Mamisha Mahapecha. It's a revolution. It's the Orish Al Mashiach. And there's no question, we were just talking for a second about how many volumes are anticipated. That's just pretty. It's one volume, based upon where it's gotten to in that one volume, we're looking at 40, 50 at least, the Mitzvah Hashem. And Mashiach is going to be here a long time before it's finished. And we'll all, in Mitzvah Hashem, to have a special place together with Mashiach Tzekein to learn the Torah of Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Nachman together. It's also always a schus to be with my friend, my dear friend, Rabbi Yosef. Many, many years here in Chutzlars together, sometimes in Yerushalayim together. Avi's here, and I'm... Big Hashakayach. So my granddaughter asked me before I left, where are you going, Zaidi? And I said that there was a tzaddik, it's the outside of a tzaddik. So she said, the outside is now. I said, no, the outside was today. It's after the outside. We're going to be together, the Shabrang together with Jews in honor of the outside of the tzaddik. It's so typical. When all the music, when everybody else is finished, and the breast of it is just starting to play. And not only that, it's much deeper than that. The whole inyan of the histalkus of Rabbi Nosson, the Tzasar B'Teves, those of you who learn the Likutei Halachos, especially in Eben Ezra, you remember the beginning, the whole Torah, and it's in many places, of Hafachta Misvedila Mochali, Petachta Saki, V'Tazoni Simcha, Hafachta Misvedila Mochali. The whole inyan of Rabbi Nosson, and of Rabbi Nachman, the whole inyan is Hafachta Misvedila Mochali. To take something which is so dark and so sad and to turn it around, to change it into something which is a fachta misvedila mochali, to a dance. So the Zashgacha Prat is why the outside is a servitavis. I had a schus a few years ago to be with some of the chevre in the breast of the shul and shari chesed by the outside, and he spoke a little bit about this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tanyos, Ba'asir b'teves, on the 10th day of Teves, Samach melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar harosh al Yerushalayim, Ve'hivir b'matzor u'v'matzoik. Then on the 10th of Teves, Nebuchadnezzar harosh besieged Yerushalayim. Surrounded Yerushalayim, Ve'hivir b'matzor u'v'matzoik. Yerushalayim was cut off from the entire world. Yerushalayim was surrounded. Yerushalayim was the opposite of what is going to be when Mashiach comes, of Proezeis Teish of Yerushalayim. The light of Yerushalayim is supposed to shine to the entire world. And what happened in Asar B'Teves was the beginning of the Peronius, which is why it has certain chumras that we don't find by the other Tainius. It was the Aschol de Peronius, the beginning of the end. And the truth is, that siege, that matzor and matzorik of Yerushalayim hasn't ended. It hasn't ended. That feeling of being isolated, that feeling of being cut off, the terrible feeling of Eicha Yoshva Bodad, of being alone. Is felt by the Jewish people always, especially recently with what's been happening. We feel it in a very strong way. Being besieged, being surrounded, feeling hated, and feeling alone. That massive of the Matzor and Matzorik of Nebuchadnezzar is not only felt by the Jewish people as a people, but it's felt by each and every person in life. At the beginning of time, the Torah says, Loi toiv hayos adam levada. Loi toiv hayos adam levada. It's not good to be alone. But the matzav of Avram Avinu was that Avram Avinu was the Ivri, Echad Hoya Avram. Echad Hoya Avram, that Avram Avinu was alone in the world. He was by himself. Echad Hoya Avram. Yitzchak is Pachad Yitzchak. In a certain way, he never came down from the Akedah. Also separated and hated. Yaakov Avinu, Zvayivase Yaakov Levadai. Yaakov knows by himself. Yosef HaTzadik is firmly. His own brothers turn against him. He's by himself in Mitzrayim. There's been a hemshech from the beginning of time of that feeling of levada, of being alone, of being apart. And even though now we're living in a time where there are so many new ways for people to connect to one another, lehit chaber, lehit kasher, there are so many ways now that people are walking around 24 hours with their phones, connecting, networking, Facebook and texting and WhatsApping and everything. But anybody who has a little bit of an insight into our generation knows that in many ways there's never been a lonelier generation than ours. With all of these new artificial ways of speaking to everybody all the time, people feel in a deeper way that the mamish b'matzor uvo matzor, b'matzor uvo matzor, cut off and surrounded. The lachats of work, the unhappiness in the home. The Gemara says, "Kosha tarbus robus arbeis shaladim yoisim umlechemes goy gumagoyk." Anshe beis ayoyvei nafshay, to have a life where almost every day I speak to people, and Nebuchadnezzar and his army is nowhere to be found. But in his own life, in his own home, he feels that he's besieged. He feels separated, alone, cut off. Kosha tarbus robus arbeis shaladim deshem Yishmul in Parshas Vayigash and page Reish Ches. The Shem Yishmul speaks about this from his father, from the Avinezer Schus Yilein, who had a Kabbalah from his Shver, the Kotzka Schus Yilein. That all of the terrible predictions of Melchemes Gog Magog, of that war of the end of time, the Avinezer already heard from his father-in-law, not going to be necessary at the end of time, because the wars are taking place within the walls of a person's home. Husbands and wives, parents and children. Levado. Vayivasa Yaakov Levado. V'yavik ish imoy adal ez hashach. So on that day of the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim, that day is the yard site of Irve Kaddish Mishmaya Kanachis, Tzadik Yisod Olam, Rabbi Nosson Braslov Eschusi Yomein. So it must be that in a very, very deep way, that Rabbi Nosson is offering us a cure to the sickness of Asar B'Tavis, to the sickness, the sadness, the loneliness of Asar B'Tavis. It must be that Rabbi Nosson was sent into this world to prepare us for that time of Prozis Teshev Yerushalayim, to be able to be open, to be able to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single second of our lives is itanu, imanu, that's slain with us every second. To be able to see that in a husband, a wife, a child, a friend. To take down those walls, to move those walls that separate, that divide. So let's talk for a moment about how this came to be. How Rabbi Nosson came to be Rabbi Nosson Braslov. I'm not telling you anything that all of you don't already know, but just to go over, to review, the cover of the yard sign. Where did that come from, that is Kashrus of Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Nosson was an Eish Lahav, a fire, Ga'oin ha-ga'oinim in Nigla, in learning. He could have had any of the biggest stellas, cities in Europe to be rav. Now, how did he come to be Rabbi Nosson Braslov? And like Rabbi Chaim said, that without Rabbi Nosson, we wouldn't be sitting here. There'd be nothing. We don't have to say it. Rabbi Nachman said it himself. How did that come to be? So you know that Rabbi Nosson, before he came to Rabbi Nachman, he was by different tzaddikim. Until he finally came to the Kedushas Levi, to the Badish of Eschus Yalena. The Kedushas Levi had such love for Rabbi Nosson, he used to call him my Nosola. My Nosola, my Nosola. And yet, even though we can't understand this, even in Berdichev, even with the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Nosson was unsettled. He couldn't find what he was looking for. Not that Chalila means anything about the Berdichev, that it just wasn't him. Because the Berdichev was for everybody, but Rabbi Nosson, we're told, was once by Malav HaMalka, there with the Chassidim Berdichev. And, you know, these were very poor people. And they had very little to eat. And there was nothing really left to eat. And they took a gyrel, they made a little bit of a lot to see who would have the schus to go out and to get some begelach, you know. To get a little bit mezainis, to go find some mezainis. Because they're sitting there in Malav HaMalka with nothing at all to eat. So they needed someone to go get some beglech, and they made a gyrel, and it came out by Rabbi Nosson that he was going to have the job to go around scouring the town looking for some mezainis. So Rabbi Nosson was dragging around Berdichev, thinking where to go, Matzah Shabbos, to go to try to find something to eat for the chassidim. And he began to think, like all of us have, and we do from time to time, he began to think, you know, Heichan ani ba'olam. Like, what has become of my life? Not that there's anything undignified about finding food for a couple of Jews, but something came upon Rabbi Nosson that he felt, is this the tachlis of my life? I'm walking around the Madidshir looking for some mezainos. It's nice, you know, to Fabrang and Lava Malka, but he just felt completely, completely lost and heartbroken. So he went to some Besamedrish, to an Ezra's Noshim, there was nobody there and he was already late. And he was crying and crying and crying, what's going to be with me, what's going to be with my life? L'kach nivreisi, this is why I was created. My whole life to be looking to l'kach nivreisi, l'kach nitzarti. So he began to say Tehillim and he was crying and saying Tehillim. He reached the 50th kapitel. Stam, I have to learn the kapitel carefully to see why he was there. But he reached kapitel Nun. And he was exhausted from crying. And he fell asleep on the bench over there in Ezra's Noshim. And like Yaakov Avinu had a cholam, V'yachlam, he had a cholam, Sulamutz of Arsa Roisha Megiesha Maima. Of a ladder that was rooted in the ground and the earth, but Rosh Hashanah Shemaim, the top of the ladder, was reaching the heavens. So in that dream of Rabbi Nosson, it's a historical moment in our lives. That dream, that night, that Moshe Shabbos. So Rabbi Nosson had a dream. This took place Tav Kuf Samach Beis, which is 1 year before the Hiskashas. Rabbi Nosson had a dream. And he saw himself in the dream, metapes, that he was climbing on a ladder. He saw a sulam. And he was reaching for the rungs on this ladder, and he was ascending. But then each time he was getting a little bit higher in the ladder, he was knocked down from the ladder. And he hurt himself, he saw himself in the dream falling down and being hurt. And then he tried again, and he got a little bit higher this time on the ladder. And this happened a few times in the dream, until finally he came to a certain point, and he got such a clap that he was thrown mamish with terrible, terrible force down to the ground, and he was in terrible pain, lying on the floor, looking at the bottom of the ladder. And Manasseh said that in that dream, all of a sudden, he saw that there were feet next to the ladder, and he looked up from the floor, and bleeding and in pain. He looked up and he saw a panami iris, a beautiful shining face he'd never seen before. And this person told him to climb, not to give up, to climb, to keep on climbing, but to be able to hold on, chazak, strong, to hold on. You have to hold on tighter, but don't stop climbing. Just keep on climbing, but hold on tighter. That was the dream. Around that time, when that happened, around that time, Rabbi Nachum moved to Breslov. And he said on one occasion when he was there, Tsaifani, I see that in the Ukraine, there's a neshama chadosha, there's a new soul, Zakar utahir, a new soul that's pure, that has never been in the world before. Which is unusual because already at the time of the Arizal, the Ari himself already said there were very few new neshamas. Rav Nachman said that I see that there's a new neshama, zaka tahir, pure, that never was in the world before. And there's such a neshama in the world. So around the year after the dream, Rabbi Nosson was still wandering. He was a novanot. He had already left Baditshev some time before. And it's a story without going into the pratim of who was the one that brought him. He had heard that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had an einikel in Breslov. And Rabbi Nosson went. And when he came into the room, so he looked at Rabbi Nachman, and then in a second, of course, he realized, he saw that was the tzaddik that he saw in his dream. That was the one who was telling him not to give up, to climb, to grab the ladder and to keep on climbing, and chazak, to hold on, not to let go of the ladder. And when their eyes met, Rabbi Nachman said, "We know each other already from a long time ago, but it's been a while since we've seen each other." That's how Rabbi Nosson came to Rabbi Nachman. Now you and I are not Rabbi Nosson, and we don't have the schus to see, maybe in a dream, but not to see in life, to see Rabbi Nachman. We will, Bez Hashem, by Tchias HaMeisim, we will be to see the tzaddik with all the tzaddikim. But there's a certain feeling that I've had for many, many years, from the first time that I began to learn Likut HaMaran and Likut HaLachas. That when my eyes met the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson, that I felt also, in my own way, that we know each other for a long time, but it's been a while since we've seen each other. It's been a while since we've seen each other. Rabbi Nosson opened up a way for a Jew at the end of time, and he was sent into this world to bring Rabbi Nachman to the Jewish people, who before Mashiach comes, after so many years of trying, every single one of you, I know many of you, I don't know all of you, but those of you who are here are Mevakshei Hashem. And after many, many years of trying to climb higher, and each one of you and myself so many times feeling that we were mamish thrown to the ground, feeling that we just couldn't do it, and it was too painful to try again. Rabbi Nosson is the one who has taken us on that dream of his, to be able to somehow come into the world of Rabbi Nachman, that wondrous world of Rabbi Nachman, and to hear Rabbi Nachman saying, each and every one of us who's here, to hear Rabbi Nachman saying, you can keep on climbing. In the end, it's going to be good. No matter how many times you've fallen, you can get up and you can start again. I'll just share with you a paragraph from a letter from the Olam Letrufa that he wrote to his son. You know, I was trying to think of where in the Torahs, every single Torah of Rabbi Nosson, everywhere in Likutei HaLachos, every word of Rabbi Nosson is mamish Olam Letrufa, it's a cure, it gives life. But he writes in one of his letters, many of his letters, as you know, are to his son. And he writes in one of the letters, it's Michtav Tov Dalet. V'tizor lebilti loy shlamazelnik, chas v'shom. He wrote to his son to be careful not to be a shlamazel. Is everybody here mekayim that? Levilti liyos lamazlanek chas v'sholem. V'mata k'moy sh'ata b'einecha. To be a shlamazel means... No, can I have the light? Ich ben takim a shlamazel. Okay, that's good enough. That's good. To be Ishtamazel Chasom, he says, Imata Kemosha Ata Beinach. Imata Kemosha Ata Beinach. That's enough ready to be in the gather of Ishtamazel. Imata Kemosha Ata Beinach. To really believe that you're the person that you're looking at with your eyes. That you're such a nobody, like the one that you see with your eyes. Afal Pichin, he says, you should know, that's a Ishtamazel. That's a Ishtamazel. And don't be a Ishtamazel. He says to his son, and he's saying to each and every one of us, that you might be a shlamazel in your own eyes, you might be a nobody in your own eyes, but by the Rebbeinu Shlom, yokum ma'oid kol tnuah toiva. Kol tnuah toiva. Any movement, any gesture that's good, any effort that you make to reach up from the floor and to grab that lowest rung on the ladder, any slightest, tiniest little movement. You hear the words? Strengthen yourself like a gibbah. Breast of a chassidim, all Jews, but especially those who have the schus to be makurv to these tzaddikim, yesh lo amila hishoyin tehilu lekel, we have upon whom to rely. We can see those two faces, even when we're mamish b'shal tachtius on the ground, bleeding on the ground. V'adekol zed tuchel lahas lebuchol eis lezgarba lemashavis rosh omoros amadrid nois chabuchol eis. And without a person, without you have the strength to be able to overcome all of those terrible, depressing, pessimistic thoughts. Because the main reason for this garbus of all of those terrible machshavas is because of depression and sadness. Jump over them. And don't be afraid. And Rabbi Nosson writes his son, remember what Rabbeinu taught us. That there was a tzaddik before he died. He said, Ibergespringen. Ibergespringen means that I was zoicha to jump over all the stupidity of this world. Ibergespringen. To jump over, to jump to from that lowest place, to be able to ibigish spring. And remember what Rabbeinu said, that in this world a person has to cross a narrow bridge. Not to be afraid. And even there are those who in their minds, like Rabbi Nosson himself, when he had that dream that night, when he was totally tzibrochen in that Ezra's Noshim, someplace in the Bedhitsha. And they think that what? Shekrad Nof Lumen Hagesha. What a narrow bridge. I fell from the bridge a long time ago. The whole world is a Geshe Tzamoid. I fell from the bridge. So Rabbi Nosson says, Vim Yesha Oimer Bedaitim Shekrad Nof Lumen Hagesha Lutaych Refesh Vitit Umakoimis Mitunofim. And they have fallen from the bridge, not into some nice place, but into filth, into dirt, into filth. Adirabba v'adirabba. Zayish bavada ein sarach levchayt oid. Not to be afraid. Adirabba. Kilogam ata ani yodeh shetzvichin lakavis letzapis l'Hashem. When you're sitting in mamish b'matzor uv'matzoy. And you feel alone like you were shalayim on that day. Lekavos letzapos l'Hashem v'likro yisar gam nefilos ke'elu v'b'chines sofu ma'am ha'roish yamayat in exarti k'rosi shimcha Hashem mibor tachtiyos. I felt that I was cut off from you. I felt that I fell off the bridge and I was finished. From that place k'rosi shimcha Hashem mibor tachtiyos. Mibor tachtiyos. From the lowest bar. V'chein b'harbi p'sukim in Tillim. You know, from Tikkun Klali, from all Tavati, Bivein Metzula, Vein Mama, V'chulu, Shatani, Bibur Tachtiyos. Ukvar haidion Rabbeinu zal. And Rabbeinu has already told us shagam tzaokim yishol tachtiyos, that a scream that comes from yishol tachtiyos from the on the dirt in the tit and the refresh v'tit at the bottom of the ladder, like Rabbi Nosson was shagam tzaokim shem yishol tachtiyos einin avedus l'olam einin avedus l'olam mishlo nesyai shem nat tzaokim l'olam ki gadol Hashem ben yoidin klal. V'chol eilu adiburim yenzin says that all these words, chol adiburim ha'amitim shekasavti, that I've written these true diburim that I've written to you, heim heim ba'atzman ha'gesher ha'amiti. These words themselves are the true bridge. You hear that, chever? Every word that was written by Reb Nosson to us, every single word that was written by Reb Nosson to us, whether it's the Olam HaTrufa or it's the Likutei Halachos, every single word that was written by Reb Nosson to us, he says, heim heim ba'asman ha'gesher ha'amiti. That itself, every word is the gesher ha'amiti, the true ladder. She'choylen la'avro lov afilu b'tohem tachtiyos. That if you grab hold of that, you can cross over and climb out even and cross over ibegespring in the tohem tachtiyos. The tohem tachtiyos. Don't fall in your brain. Don't be a shlamazel. Therefore, you see that the biggest yetzahara that the hisnagdus, the breslov, always had was to say that keilu, the breslovers, are shlamazels. That was always shtach. Keilu, they're shlamazels. And the emes is the hepech, because a person who's mekusha davke to these tzaddikim are able to hear in every single word hagesher ha'amiti rakshalipol b'daita v'yispachei klal, and not to be afraid of anybody or anything. V'yivtach v'shi v'yishoyin koichai v'koichai shal zokin dikdusha, and to trust in the strength of the old holy one, the Zokei in the Kedusha. Shagila calls every Yoysim, he said, who revealed all of this, the Yoysim is and more than this. Sekayim Kavri Lasha. Vimadai Nasa Masha Nasa. And you still see that you're struggling and it's hard. Chazak Vyamas Libecha Vikavri Lasha. Ashreinu Ashreinu. Ashreinu Ashreinu. That's what this night is about. Ashreinu, Ashreinu, Shazachinu, Leider, Mozim, Moiris, Nizgobus, Kaila, Shemachaina, Isonu, Atta, Gam Atta. Ubezan, Roim, Ain, Ba'ain, Kiadain, Hashem, Ita. That we're Zoicha to hear and to see these Ramazim. This isn't an unbelievable remez. That in Tov Shin Pei, they were sitting here. And we have here on the table, and every one of you is going to buy, besides giving all the other money, I'm saying like you told me to say, all the other money you're going to give to Breslov, that the Sefer came out in Tov Shin Pei, a beautiful, beautiful translation with a parish. Is this not something that, when I was a kid, and I lived in Queens, and I heard about Breslov, anybody I asked about Breslov, he said, no, it's not for you, it's not for you. And the only way that I ever found anything that, because I couldn't get my hands on anything, and the only way I found anything was because in the Young Israel on 170th Street, they were getting rid of tons of Shemus, and I found in a box in the basement there, because the Gabbai, the Shamus, let me in. He says, take whatever you want, I got a lot of good stuff over there. He said, go and you can take whatever you want, and I found in Yiddish, the Avedis Basamach, I found the lost princess over there in one of the boxes. And in that story, I heard the Baruch Shalom talking to me and telling me that it's possible to wake up. I didn't know how and when yet, but I had it with me and I kept it with me. And no one in the world at that time could have imagined. There was a shtiebel in Williamsburg. There were a couple of Jews maybe in Borough Park. Whenever I asked relatives that were Chassidim, they would say, "Oh, vada vada, Rabbi Nachman is an ish kodesh, but it's nishfilt, it's not for us, right? Toit, they're dead Chassidim. It's not for us." Everybody said, they all told me, "Oh, heilige, heilige yid, Rabbi Nachman, but he's not for us." So I didn't understand what that means. It's a heilige yid, it means he's davka for us. And look where we are now. Ashreinu, Ashreinu. Rabbi Nosson's words, he's looking with such nachas right now. He's looking with such nachas. He has such hana looking at us, each one of us, where we come from. Here we are. And Rabbi Nosson is saying, Ashreinu, Ashreinu, she's a chinu lei, the Ramazim, Marius, Nesgobus, Kael, Shemachayinu, Yisonu, Gam Ata, Gam Ata. That even now, so many years later, more than ever, these words are giving us life. And each one of us is able to dream and to even to get up and to grab onto that ladder and to hear Rabbi Nachman say, "Hi, you can go higher." Hashem is about to give koyach to Rabbi Chaim, we'll give a bracha, that you should be zeichet to see the completion of the entire work. And that and his entire family should only have Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha, we should hear only Besoros Toivos. And we should be Zarech, Mr. Hashem, for the day of Akitz around the Shach Niofar, and to see how Davke, those who are seen in this world as being Shlamazels, are going to have the schus to do such a Rikud with the Tzadikin and with David Malkin Mashiach. It should be Mehem Yamin Amen.